So it is, Chambra, that we continue the energy of our experiences together. Continue this whole magnificent experience of life here on Earth. Continue from 60 years ago, from the time we gathered in celebration, gathered together in the order of the Ark, knowing that you would come to this place of Earth for what would be one of the most difficult and challenging but rewarding experiences you have ever had. Through it, through all the difficulties that have come with it, you have been able to sing, to make your music, to laugh, and to enjoy. And now, together, we go to a new place. A new place that is not, to say, does not exclude your humanness, does not leave it behind, but simply takes a quantum leap into a whole new perspective. We know you are ready for it because we've asked you. We know you are ready to embrace life because you are here. We know that there is still a bit of confusion, but that will dissolve away. We know that you are ready to open yourselves beyond the limitations that you have lived within. That now that there is a new understanding of what exists outside of your reality, there's nothing to be feared. It's all you. It's all your energy. As we continue with you in this embodiment series, we will discuss ways of bringing this into your being, into your reality, and manifesting it. There will be a whole new understanding of the term master. There will probably be an understanding that you don't even need to use that term. There will be a whole new understanding of the role of teacher and student. You will redefine what that is. There will be a whole different concept of being a holy person. For it won't be like the holy people of the past, the spiritual leaders of the past. It will be different. Now, some of you have had grand enlightenments, have had major changes in your life. But then you find that when you leave a particular gathering like this or some type of workshop, being in your own type of desert away from others, that you go back into the reality of human living. You go back into the world, to your families and jobs and friends, and it seems like you hit the wall. It seems that every step that you took forward over those days out in the desert, you now are all of a sudden pushed backwards even two steps. You find that you run into a wall of resistance. And it bewilders you, and you wonder if you can ever be of this earth. You wonder if you could ever partake in everything this human experience has to offer. In a sense, that has made some of you crawl back into your limited living, your limited reality, but yet still so wanting the reconnection with spirit. Part of this whole reason, Chambra, it's because when you have walked back into the old energy world, you were still carrying your story with you. And the world responded appropriately, literally, and beautifully to your story. As long as you carry that story of the victimhood, the story of the persecution, the story that you have always had it more difficult than others, the story of illness, the story of lack, as long as you carry that story with you, the world will respond. We don't want to say the universe, but we want to say the world around you will respond appropriately. The people around you will respond to your story appropriately. If your story is woven with lack, well, they will respond that way. If your story is woven with imbalanced relationships, they will respond that way. If it is woven with physical illness, they will respond that way. So it is time to change the story. Not to annihilate it or deny it, simply to change it. It was but one aspect of you that you chose to experience in this reality, but there are many, many other aspects. Your story is not permanent upon you. It is not the only thing that defines you. So we ask you, on this day, we ask you, what is your story? Who are you? What do you want to be? Are you ready to change the perspective of everything that you have been in this lifetime? Again, not in denial, not in anger or hate, but rather in the wisdom of the experience. Are you ready to release the story that says that you don't have an education and therefore you're not smart and therefore you can't succeed in the business world? Are you ready to release the story that says you were born with some type of physical attribute that was less than what you would consider perfect, less than what would be movie star quality? Stop using that story to limit yourself. People around you, life around you, responds to you directly. If you allow your story to change, there's something you do not have to work on. You do not have to go back and recreate it. It wants to be released. It wants resolution. If you allow your story to now fill out and encompass everything about you, not just the part that you've known about, but everything of your spirit, of your entire being, of the ah and the oh within you, people will respond different. Life will respond different to you. So, we put forth this to all of you. Are you ready to let your story change? To let it change, to let it evolve also, to let it be grander than the story of a difficult childhood, of a difficult marriages and lack throughout your life. Are you ready to let it change? Your story doesn't want to be that story anymore. It wants to be far more. It's as simple as saying yes. As simple as saying, I am a being, a human and divine. So now we dare you to ask your questions.
Tobias, many of us have sensed a huge potential for a dramatic change on Earth impending, maybe this fall even. Where is it that Chandra should stand with such a thing, and is there such a potential there?
Indeed, there are potentials, but we don't want to get into the dramas. There are potentials right now of, much pent-up energy being released, and this could be done in a variety of ways. It could happen through the Earth activities, earthquakes or volcanoes or grand storms. These are tremendous ways of releasing great amounts of pent-up energy. There are the potentials this fall in particular of very, old conflicts coming back to the forefront. It is felt at some levels that not enough change has been made and not enough awareness has been brought to some of these difficult parts of the world. So there will be a renewed effort to try to bring these back to the forefront. We don't want to say that it is known that anything definite will happen, and it does not have to be so dramatic. The fact that Chandra today can be here in this room and be listening and allow the changes to happen is so much more potent than the need for bombs or the need for other types of these disasters to take place. It can be said on an energetic level that there will be a great change this fall, and we know this to be true. How the change comes about, though, is really up to humanity. We ask during this period for all of Chandra to stand behind the short wall, to understand that there are no right or wrong, to literally embody all of the energies. And then you will see a grander picture unfold before you. You will have more wisdom rather than just seeing this as one side versus the other. There is so much going on. And it will continue to go on. on a fairly frequent basis, not just in your early autumn months, but it will continue to go on with increased intensity between now and September 18th, 2007. So this will be just one of many important times of change upon the earth. There is no need to run for shelter. There is no need to make any particular preparations, for these things that will happen will not directly affect you. They will not directly affect your physical, mental well-being. They will directly affect other parts of the world indeed. But, Shambhu, you do not need to get dramatic about these events. So we ask you to simply take that deep breath, stand behind the short wall, and accept or understand what is going on with all of these events. There is no need to even become hysterical about them. So we thank you for your question. And observe beyond the normal observation of what is really going on here, with the understanding that human consciousness is ready to take a quantum leap within 3 years of time, and that many of the old energies seek resolution between now and then. Thank you.
Tobias, first let me say that this morning, after panicking at least half a dozen times, I finally allowed myself to take the foot off the brake and allowed myself to buy that new car. So that was a great experience in embodying. But my question is regarding a friend of mine who, by the name of Richard, who I knew when I lived in Santa Fe. He was my teacher and my mentor. I'm constantly thinking about him, and two nights ago I had a dream of him, and he gave me the message basically that the reason he left was so that all of us who were his students would not rely on him so much that we would rely on each other. But what I want to know is, are he and I together in at night, are we meeting somewhere else? Are we working together? How is he helping me? Tell me about our relationship now and what he's doing.
How many of the teachers came back to our side in these recent years, or in my case, recent centuries, knowing that there would be many humans that would need the service, not the teaching, but the service? You have to understand now, he is not your teacher, and this is one of the things he's been trying to get across to you. Stop relying on him in that role. He is now your servant, literally your servant, and thoroughly enjoys that role. He is here to work with you and to help to shuttle and to balance your energies for you. He is not one right now that really wants to be in the position of any type of teacher, or even for you to be going to him with your questions. He would like to talk to you and chat with you, but he does not want to have to answer, and you lose connection with him when you rely on him too heavily with your questions. We suggest you talk to him just like we would talk to each other. And that is the best thing, and you will find that he begins asking you a lot of questions. But indeed, he is one who came back to our side to work with a group of you in this whole transition. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, if you permit, I would like to ask a question. I wonder if you could share with me a potential to support me in my truly understanding my spiritual development and purpose. I sense that I have an important role to play with the new earth and the old one too. I also sense and gain real passion from the hidden mysteries of the energies of Merlin and Arthur. However, I feel stuck and unable to help myself and thus others who will be sourcing their divine holy grail. I have also placed myself in an advantageous location for working closely with these energies, yet I have left myself little time to do so.
It is time for you, for all of you, to take and throw out this whole thing about spiritual development and thinking that there is a spiritual mission to play on Earth right now. That is part of the old story. Oh, indeed, part of your passion, but in a sense it is limiting you now and burdening you. Do things because you enjoy to do them, not because you believe you have to do them. And then, again, the larger picture will unfold. This whole this whole area that you are in right now. You chose to be there, indeed, to help bring a new understanding of the Arthurian and the Merlin energies, and to say you're going to be discovering something relating to all of this when we come to see you soon, before we will have our own type of magical time. But we ask you not to put this burden on yourself of having to be there for spiritual development. This is very, very limiting. Let's talk about simply living. Let's talk about being fully embodied, being fully human, and having this re-immersion into our humanness. There tends to be a mental barrier here when you or any of you get to thinking that you have to fulfill some spiritual destiny. You do not. You do not. That is your own story. And we ask you, if nothing else, we know some of you are irritated by what we're saying, but we ask you to just leave that aside for a day. Leave that clothing of yours in the closet and feel what a difference it makes in your life to go a day without feeling that you have to be the spiritual savior. Even Yeshua will tell you the savior thing is very overrated. It places great burdens on you and ultimately really doesn't help others. So it is about enjoying every moment of life. Then it all changes. Then you have such a impact on people who truly want to make the change. So relieve yourself of that burden and open yourself up to some wonderful things we're going to do with you in our whole adventure with Arthur and Marlin. And also, we're going to ask you, those of you who are going on this tour, also to let go of the concepts of what you thought Arthur and Merlin are.
Hi, Tobias. I'd like to know if you could help me see the bigger picture of what's been going on in my life the past couple of weeks.
Indeed. It all has to do with a series of your own changes that you're going through, and allow us to pull this all together here for a moment. In a sense, you are setting this up as type of a self-test to see, to help you focus on where you really want to go from this point. And while it seems that none of this makes sense, there is no end to sight in it or no particular solution, it is not nearly that difficult. There are some energies that were with you here today during the Shoud that working very closely with you, those from our side of the veil, in this whole issue. And I'm taking a deep look into this. We ask you not to make any major decisions right now. We ask you to simply be with these situations that are swirling around about you and not to make any decisions right now. You will understand why all this is happening, and it will, how to say, help move you to a different level. So we suggest also that you, right now, use the deep breathing to help work through some of this, to help keep your own energies grounded, for they are not right now. There are some very deep imbalances that are occurring in the body right now that don't need to be there. So work with a deep breathing, and even with a facilitator will help you through this process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tobias, Joseph Smith was visited by the angel Moroni, the last writer in the Book of Mormon. Consequently, the Book of Mormon was channeled and the LDS Church was organized. What is the validity or meaning?
Indeed. There are so many what we would call spiritual families all over the earth and all over the omniverse. These are groups that have been together before and are choosing to come back together again now. They usually rally around a leader. Often that leader is what we, call a soulless manifestation. It is the manifestation of that group's consciousness brought into a physical body, but doesn't necessarily have to have a soul. In the case of Joseph Smith, he is a soul being, and we could tell stories about this, but... But it was, in a sense, Joseph Smith being chosen to bring back together the family energies. And this was a celestial family to come to Earth. There was quite a bit of karma involved here, things they thought they had to work out. And there was quite a bit of, feeling that if outside energies were recruited into their fold, it would make them right for things that they felt wrong about in the past. So, and it is very appropriate group. There are many who feel attracted to this because they have worked with that group on other realms, and in a sense, they're going through their own. It is a type of cleansing process, a type of renewal process on their own. But indeed, it is really not meant for everybody. But on our side of the veil, there is the highest respect for this group, and there is the great understanding of what they are doing and the work on Earth. However, it is not meant that they or any other religion should be the only religion. It is meant as a creating an energy for new understanding of spirit and of themselves. Much as Chambra is a group who have been together before on the celestial realms, we come back together again in this lifetime. It is not a karmic thing. It is a desire. It is an energy connection with each other. So... we would be delighted to get into many other topics about this at some point. And indeed, Caldra does not want to so much talk about this. Thank you.
Hi, Tobias. I have kind of a two-part question about bringing abundance to myself. Would you speak about something called pranic healing from a new energy perspective and the potentials you see for that in my life? Also, would you talk about the work that's been coming to me where you seem to be directly involved and any advice you have and where are we going with this? Thank you.
Indeed. For any of you who are involved in the healing arts right now, we have asked you individually and we will ask you now publicly to take a look, to reassess any of the types of techniques or styles that you have been using. You have learned many different things, all of you, about different healing modalities, and these are all wonderful, these are all delicious, they all have helped you get to this point. But now you are at a point where you move beyond what we call even healing. It is not healing. It is a type of rebalancing. It is a type of creating the space for your clients or for yourself, a safe energy space where the energies can come back together, balance on your own. It is not about pushing energies. It is not about trying to see how many miracles you can work. And we know you all understand what we are speaking about. It is creating a safe space where energies of the imbalanced individual can come back into balance if they are ready. So you, dear one, and all of Chambra have the innate talent to do this. If you slow down a bit, if you stop, feel you have to use techniques, it is intuitive. It is very intuitive. You'll know in the moment exactly what to do, exactly how to help the out-of-balanced energies rebalance and reintegrate themselves. The intuition can be frightening for some of you. You'd rather have a book to refer to. But if you allow it to be right there in the moment, then knowingness will be there. As far as making a living off of it, it is truly up to you. There are those who are doing quite well at this. There are those who struggle with it because there are underlying abundance issues. this whole area of, how should we say, wellness, and working within it to make a living is certainly there as a potential. It is up to you what to do with it. So, as far as for any of you, what to do right now, a passion or a journey or a requirement from spirit, you want to know what is the purpose and what is the meaning of life, we ask you all to let that go for a little bit. And we know it will sound a bit strange, but there is no purpose. There is no meaning. In the old energy, Earth. In the new energy, Earth, that you are living in right now, we're talking about this planet, but in the new energy, there is no need for a purpose. There is no need for meaning. And we know it is difficult to fathom that, but you will understand. You will get that big aha one of these days. You will understand that purpose and meaning were part of the game of duality. So we ask you to let that go. There is a greater passion, and that's not even the appropriate word, but that is the best that the English language can come up with. There is the fruit of the rose there, a passion that goes beyond old energy living. When you feel that, everything changes, and there is such a knowingness on an intuitive basis that comes over you, it creates a whole new appreciation of life and a desire to live life and to bring it in, to embody it. And then you'll want to embody more and more and more of life. It is a wonderful thing. So we ask you to go within. We ask you to take a look at your own story that you have held up to now. And your story has been very strong. You could write a very good book about it. You bought into your story. You bought into it so deeply, and you feel so committed to it. I'm Tobias. I'm going to challenge you right now to let go of that commitment to your story. It does not serve you anymore. It has served you up to now, and it's a delightful story. But I know you well, and you know I know you well. I'm going to ask you to let that story go now. It may feel a little strange at first. And you tell me that you have released everything. You haven't released your story. You released everything you didn't like, but you haven't released your story. And I say that with all joy and all honor for you. You liked your story. That's why you've lived it. You just tried to get rid of some of the dirt around it that you didn't like. It's time to change your story. Time to take a huge step. You have shown your healing skills, if you want to call it that. You have shown your leadership. You have shown your wisdom. But your story is getting in the way of showing who you truly are now. Big challenge between you and I. Thank you.
Thank you, Tobias.
Dear Tobias, can you help me understand why I made the choice to experience these situations of immense blockage, lack, drama, and the resulting frustration and despair? I don't really want to go home, but sometimes I'm overwhelmed with it all. Any insight would be greatly appreciated.
Cheers to your story that you are living so well. Now it is time to let that story go.
Yeah.
You're obviously tired of it, but you're afraid of what might come in if you let that go, so you cling on to it. So you embrace that story, and you hold on to it dearly because you're afraid. Now, can you let that go? Can you now be, rather than do, be the creator? It will come to you. It will really come to you. We cannot stress this enough. There are many Shambhu who have found this out. It comes to you. Stop doing your old story. It is tattered. It is worn out. And you're tired of it. It is tired of you. So, just be Just the, and we know these are words that can get stuck in the intellect, but we know at the other levels you understand what we are speaking about. Thank you.
Oh, dear, dear Tobias. You are such a hoot. My question is, many of our young adults and children are experiencing depression, what is called bipolar disorder. Is this related to separation from the O and maybe the ah as well? And how might we best respond in the new energy?
Indeed. Many of the young ones coming in now know that, to say, the earth around them is changing, and they know that it is somewhat of a fragile and difficult time. They're depressed because they can sense, they can almost taste the new energy, but they feel so stuck in the old energy. So this creates an imbalance and depression, much as many of you have felt it as well. Part of the greatest reason for your depressions in these recent years is because you can start to taste it. You know there's something different there. You know that the O and the Ah energy seek to come back together, but it doesn't seem to be happening fast enough. And then you doubt yourself, and then the depression sinks in. The ones who are coming back now, so many of the young ones, also, come in under some very interesting energetic conditions, both in the families that they choose to be born into. So they're picking up on many of the energies in the household. But they are also coming in at a time of very intense energies on Earth. These energies, which are not measured by any of your current scientific instruments, are so intense right now because of the impending changes. And this leads back to the question before, will there be some type of major event this fall? And there certainly could be, because they're so intense. They're intense because the energies seek resolution. They want to come back together again. So this is creating the difficulty in the young ones. They're also much more sensitive than most of you were when you came in this lifetime. So they are picking up and absorbing everything around them and not sure how to deal with it. So they experience these depressions. Most of them will mature through it during the years of puberty or just beyond. Many of them will be released of the depression when they leave your households. We mean that with due respect, but when they go out in their own energies and find themselves, in a sense, they're reacting to everything around them in the house and in the world around them. So what we can say here is to, number one, keep them off the medications if possible. And it's difficult at times. Sometimes you have to resort to that, but it will only delay this whole transformational process that they are going through. Provide them with as safe of an energy in the home as possible. This does not mean giving up to every one of their requests. That is not safe. It means letting them know they are loved, letting them know they are nurtured, and letting them know that you are in a safe space. That will make them feel more balanced. So many of these young ones are right in the middle of the conflicts within their peer groups, their fellow students. They are right in the middle of the energetic battles that are taking place, and they're feeling it. They're being pulled in both directions. It is good to get them out once in a while, even though they may resist, but get them out for a few days, a weekend together, just for them, designed around them, but not at amusement parks and not where there is all this continuing chaotic activity. Get them to the ocean or the mountains. Get them away and get them where they can begin their rebalancing. You don't want to interject all of your philosophies on them, because they will just simply reject them. But if possible, get them to breathing again. There's many ways you can do this, but as they breathe, it will also help some of these energy imbalances move through. So there's not a simple answer to this. It is about the times that they are living in, but also understand they chose to be here right now. They chose to be going through the processes that they are going through. And perhaps with breathing with them, that you will have a better understanding of their service to humanity and their own journey as well. You'll be able to better and more intuitively respond to them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last question, Tobias.
Hi, Tobias. There are three books used in my community. With your permission, I would like to list these three books and perhaps tell us anything, but particularly their translation accuracy, their effectiveness so far, their timing relative to your work. Perhaps you even participated in them in some way, and perhaps their potential usefulness. I know you've told us to put the old books away. But I would really like to know about these three. May I list them?
Indeed.
A Course in Miracles, your Rancho book, Love Without End.
Indeed. These are all books that, I, Tobias, personally love the energy behind each one of these. These have all been, trendsetting works. They have all been channeled works, indeed. And they, apply to nearly everyone who is opening into these new realms, new energy realms. The information that is contained within these may appear to be, old because of when it was written, but it was really quite progressive at the time and still continues to be. So it is with the energies of I, Tobias, and Yeshua that we certainly encourage others to read these, but we ask you to read them a bit differently. Rather than specific rules or rather than in a certain way you must live, don't place yourself into all these regimens. Don't try to memorize all the things in the book. Read it for energy. We're going to even go one step further than that. For those who have not read these books, if you get an opportunity to borrow one or to purchase one, I'm going to ask you to take that book. I'm going to ask you not to read it. We're going to ask you to first feel its energy, and then we're going to ask you to go through the pages, perhaps scanning, a few seconds per page. We're going to ask you to feel the energy. That is the true secret of each of these books. I, Tobias, have tried to understand the specific words of the book of Urantia, and I am, it even baffles me. So this was something Saint Germain taught me to do, even on our side of the veil. He said, Tobias, you are trying to read and figure out all of the words, and that's not the true key behind these. It is about just feeling the energy. So I've gone back through these, and I've received more from the energies that were implanted in these works than I have through actually trying to read them. So this is a wonderful thing, Shambhu. You can do this. You can do this literally with any book. You can do this even with these shouds that we go through. It's about the energy behind them, and then you will get the realization. But these are wonderful works. These wonderful works, however, are going to find their way on a little bit more distant part of the bookshelf soon as you and other Shambhu write the new books of the new energy. Thank you. So it is, Shambhu, that we bring our gathering to a close. It has been a joyful time for Yeshua and I to be here. It has been wonderful being back like this after our discussion last month. It will be delightful to follow you and to serve you in these weeks ahead until our next gathering. And we ask you once again to simply you don't have to struggle with these things. You don't have to try to recreate your story. It's simply about giving freedom to the old story, letting it go, and now just being. If you find there are difficulties and burdens and all these other problems in your life, it is time to let the old story go and simply embodiness the being of life. And so it is.